What happens when you combine military precision with heartfelt inspiration? You get to soar. Grab your notepads and gear up as we join former Black Hawk helicopter pilot turned author and inspirer Elizabeth McCormick for today's episode of Soaring Further.
Welcome to the Soaring Further radio show. I'm your host, Elizabeth McCormick, and I have here with me, all the way from Minnesota, Connie Hertz.
Hi, Elizabeth. And it's not super cold here yet.
Not yet. It will be soon, I'm sure.
It will. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on this program, Elizabeth. And I'm a big fan of yours and what you're doing with your life, and just having a lot of inspirational people on this program, and the fact that you included me in this, wow, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Or my listeners are going to get to hear the inspirational story you have to share here in just a little bit. But first, I want to tell a little bit about you. Can I brag on you a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
Connie is a bestseller author. She's got a number one bestseller out. And I'm allowed to brag on that, too, because I'm in the book, too. So, you know, there's a little co-plug as co-author. And she's also a dream coach, which she's going to tell us about that process, and a nutritional and health coach. So Connie's kind of got all these great things going on, but Connie, I don't think that's what you wanted to be when you grew up.
No, Elizabeth, it wasn't. It wasn't. What I had all these sights on from the time I was a little girl growing up in Toledo, Ohio. That's where all my family still is, and I'm up here in St. Paul, Minnesota. My aspirations were to become a nurse, and I did, and I loved it. I loved helping people. I loved working with patients. I ended up being an oncology nurse. It was very painful, as you can imagine, working with newly diagnosed cancer patients and then watching as the journey went on for them with their fight, and then when they'd lose the fight, and dealing with the family's emotions, and then all of our emotions as nurses working with these patients. And I had a love of health and nutrition starting to grow during that time as well. And so, you know, over the years, the studies of health and nutrition, it became an amazing passion for me. So that's how I am also a coach in the nutritional and wellness industry today, too. So, that's where I come from, and a great background with helping other people, and that's one of my big passions as well.
Well, and as a nurse, helping people is really what nursing is all about, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, yes, and so that was a part of the journey, and then as I evolved and started changing and growing, and my love of the prevention end of things really started to grow, which led me to the entrepreneur that I am today. So for the last 8 years, I have been an entrepreneur, which I know many of the listeners on this program are also entrepreneurs. So that is something that is, I guess, in the last 8 years, it's very new to me, and love where this has taken me, and it keeps growing, Elizabeth. I think these entrepreneurs, they're not doing just one thing; they're doing several different aspects, like I am. So I know you are too. You're doing quite a few things.
Well, I think as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, having the multiple streams of revenue is always smart, because if something happens to one, you've got, you know, you're not putting all your eggs in that one basket.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
As we talk about that. But coaching is a little bit different. Not all entrepreneurs have a coach. Not all entrepreneurs think they need a coach. So talk to me a little bit about coaching and what kind of processes you use in your coaching.
Well, yeah, thank you. I'm also, like you had stated, the nutritional and wellness coach, and I'm doing that with the company that I've been partnering with for 8 years, which is New Skin Enterprises. So I'm coaching people in that realm. And then also I'm using my dream coaching. I went through Dream University. Marshall Weider is the founder of that program. Brilliant program as far as I'm concerned. It's a very structured program, which I think a lot of human beings need some structure when they're working on themselves. And I take people through a 12-week coaching process using a workbook. So that is that's something that's new in my world as far as the structured workbook process and the dream coaching. And the people that I'm coaching now are entrepreneurs. They are people that I'm working with my other business with New Skin, and then others that would like to work with me because of some of the things I've learned on my journey too. So you know, Elizabeth, 2001, 2002, I came to a crossroads in my life, and I imagine a lot of the listeners have had some different crossroads that they've come across along their path and journey too. And what happened for me was a marriage of 20 years ended, and it was extremely painful for me at that point in time. So I needed to rediscover, who is Connie? You know, where do I want to go? Do I want to, you know, move back into the nursing industry again? What do I want to do? And this entrepreneurial path came up, and I'm taking off and finding all kinds of wonderful things to do. But like we started saying, that the helping piece that I have, Elizabeth, I feel that a lot of people out there need some coaching. And, you know, I've been working with a coach myself who I would suggest any of you out there, any business owners, entrepreneurs, get yourself a coach, you know, kind of do some seeking who you can work best with, because to find a good life/business coach will really help grow your business and grow who you are. Because for things to change in our lives, we have to change. And for things to get better, we have to get better. And that's what I've been doing here consciously for quite some time.
Absolutely. And I think it's more than that. A coach can bring a level of accountability and can bring the push that helps you get past barriers and when you get stuck on things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. The accountability piece is definitely very, very important. And, you know, the people that I'm coaching, they are, last night I was working, I do it usually, it's either over Skype or it's over a conference bridge, so I don't have to be in the same room per se. I could be, that could be another avenue, another choice, but normally it's either over Skype or over a conference bridge. But the people I was coaching with last night, it was, three people, and I said, you know, I really commended them, and I said, for you to want to wake up and be aware and take responsibility for who you are and your life and your path and where you're at and what's going on in your world, not a lot of people will take the time to do it, because sometimes it's hard. It's sometimes hard to be on this path and to take a look at yourself. And, you know, Elizabeth, with everything that's going on in your world right now too, the changes and the growth, I would imagine having someone to verbalize that has your back, that wants the best for you, that's got to be a very key piece for you and for your growth and where you're at today too, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think there's two elements of it, Connie. One is having a mentor or a coach that can kind of be your guide and hold you accountable and keep you on track. And I think the other piece of it is your inner circle. And that's your, you know, your top three and your top, a total of 12 people that you surround yourself with that are the positive influences, that are have similar or higher aspirations that you, that kind of keep you on the edge of your seat and help you sharpen your saw to keep things really going in a the right direction.
Yep, yep, that's absolutely true. And you know, one of the things I came up with my coach is an acronym, Elizabeth, that I use called MOVE, M-O-V-E. And because I have been stuck many times in my life, and I still get stuck, and it's not as stuck as I used to be. I used to get stuck more in big ways, but now it's smaller ways.
Connie, before you share with us about MOVE, and I want to talk a little bit about that stuckness. Is that a word?
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk about the stuckness, because I started the Soaring Further radio show just for that reason. There are so many people that are stuck. There are so many people that need inspiration, and I wanted to give back and have that opportunity. I know some great people like you, Connie, who have a wonderful story that they can relate to, and I know that you had an aha moment from us having a conversation before where you experienced someone that had been stuck for many years. Do you remember that story?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Would you share that story with our listeners? I think, you know, they either can relate to that themselves, or maybe they'll see somebody else in their lives that's in this position when you share this.
Yeah. Thanks for the reminder. It was in 2003, and I was in a lot of pain, a lot of bitterness, with how my marriage ended, and I sought out some help through a personal growth class, and I was sitting in the personal growth class, and there was a gentleman, an older gentleman, that got up and spoke in the class, and he stated that he had been the pain that he was still in. He was talking about an affair that his wife had, and it sounded like it was like just yesterday, Elizabeth, or a month or two ago, and it had been 22 years. And I sat there and in my seat, and I sobbed and I sobbed and I sobbed, because I thought to myself, if I don't change right now, and if I don't lose this bitterness that I'm feeling and the blame that I'm living within, I'm going to be this guy. And that's not an option. I will not let that happen. He will never know. He left that class. He didn't even stay. He couldn't handle it. It was too much. Even 22 years later, he wasn't ready to give the bitterness up. And he will never know what kind of a teacher he was for me that day, and how pivotal that moment was for me, because I started to release some of the bitterness and the pain that day. And part of the class, they made me call my ex-husband. So that was a really weird conversation to have, and to own some of my own responsibility, for our downfall of our marriage. And, anytime you want to own up to anything like that, it's very difficult to do. You got to set that ego aside. But I did it, and it was very pivotal for me. So, yeah, I would say if any of you guys out there are still living within some bitterness or blame, get rid of it, because it's destroying you the most.
So true. And it now, is this part of that story of that crossroads that you were at, that you put in succeeding in spite of everything?
Yes, that's a piece of it. You know, there's other parts of the story when the people hear about it. Some of the story had to do with drug addiction and of my ex, and how I dealt with that, and how, you know, and he's doing great today, doing very well. He's been sober and clean for, gosh, 21 years, I think it is now. But yeah, that's a big piece of the story too, and getting help. For me, it was appropriate to step into Al-Anon at that point in time. So if any of you are dealing with drug or alcohol addiction of a family member, there's a program out there called Al-Anon that that's where I stepped into some leadership roles to begin with. In my life, was the chair of St. Paul Al-Anon for 3 years, and I was their institution's chair for a couple years before that. And so that kind of started a journey of leadership for me. And and here I am today becoming more of a leader all the time. So
excellent. So that really, even though it wasn't the best of circumstances, it really did help shape you into the woman you are today.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I think since I talked to you the last time, too, something else has taken place for me as well. And I discovered a book called Radical Forgiveness by Colin Tipping that has helped push me even further into the forgiveness piece, and knowing that, just like you stated, you know, even though it was extremely painful, and other things that I went through in my life, too, were painful, all of them, as I now view them, have been gifts in my life, Elizabeth. They have shaped me, like you said, into the person that I am today. And I've started to really own the gifts that I do have, and that I am someone that matters. I didn't always know that. And I am someone that has a lot to give back to this world. So it's been quite the journey for me, and the 10-year anniversary of the end of my marriage, when the divorce was final that day. It was like this really amazing God thing. The day before, one of my friends here in the Twin Cities has a group called Awesome Women, and she called me up the day before and said, "Will you speak tomorrow night?" And I said, "Absolutely." So I didn't realize it was a 10-year anniversary till I was going about the day, and that's how I opened. I said, you know, I just realized today that in honor of this 10-year anniversary of my my divorce, my marriage being finally, you know, that it was over, a very painful time when I didn't care if I lived or died, and I was screaming to God to send someone to kill me. I mean, that's how much despair I was living in 10 years ago, and that was August 22nd of this year, 2012. That was the 10-year anniversary. I was up there speaking to over 50 women, giving them hope and inspiration, and it was like, I just laughed because I thought, you know, only from God could that come, that I was there speaking to this many people on the anniversary of this day, and it was beautiful. And then a part of this process of Awesome Women, the audience gets the microphone, Elizabeth, and they are, if they want to, they can tell me how I touched their lives.
Oh, wow.
And what I said, how it sparked something in them. And I have to stand up there in front of everybody, and I'm just standing there with tears, you know, I'm crying, and then they hand the microphone back to me, and then I need to tell the audience then how what they said to me affected me. And I'll tell you what, I have never been so honored and humbled in my entire life, and that was one of the most amazing moments of my world, is to be honored like that by hearing how I really touched those people's lives. So it really solidifies for me, Elizabeth, that I need to get out there and speak more. I need to share my hope and my aspirations for everybody in the world, and my inspirations, and let them know that they can step into their own power and become the very best person that they were meant to be. And that's the journey that I'm on. So I do have a lot to offer. And, you know, coming from living in such despair, whether I didn't care if I lived or died 10 years ago, and living in so much joy today, Elizabeth, it's amazing. I mean, and that's what I've discovered through this coaching process, is that part of the coaching I do is to find out what your purpose is here on earth and why am I here, and to live from that purpose as much as you possibly can. And my purpose is to live in joy and to inspire others to live in joy. So as long as I'm living from that space of my purpose, things are going to just keep falling into alignment for me in my life, just as the listeners, whatever their purpose is, as they can discover that. So that's a piece of what I coach, too.
Excellent. Well, now we're going to backtrack back to that move, because I know our listeners were like, "What? You're not going to give it to us right now?" So we've got a few minutes to kind of recap the four letters stand for.
Okay. All right. So M, the M of move. M-O-V-E. The M of move is when you're really stuck. And when I was really stuck and when I still get stuck, this is what really just basically helps. And I'm going to keep it really simple here because if you choose to ever coach with me, I will go into this, you know, even in greater depth. But I want this to be very simple so you can pull this the next time you get stuck. You can pull it from your mind and your heart and go, all right, that's what Connie was talking about. So the M of move is to get into movement, some kind of a physical movement, whether it's just jumping jacks. I find it's nice to get out in nature, take a walk. If you're a workout person, get to the gym if you can do that. Do something in nature or get moving physically is what I say, you know, and that'll help you, you know. Just if you're really in despair, like I had been, just get out of bed, you know, just make that your first step to do that. So whatever it is, move is doing something physical. The O of move is ownership. Take responsibility for yourself and your life, like I needed to do, like I already told you that I did through that personal growth class, and stop the blame. No more blame. No more blame anymore. Don't blame yourself or anybody else, because we don't have to assign blame any place around there in our lives. There's no place for blame.
It is what it is. How are you going to move forward?
That's right. You got it. That's right. And then the V of move is verbalize. You know, as we spoke of, like you said, you know, get those 12 people, those 10 people, those 3 or 4 people, whoever it is, verbalize one person that loves you, that you know only has your best interest at heart, that will be someone that will support you and love you unconditionally no matter what, and verbalize what's going on. Don't hold it all inside, because I did that in the beginning in 1991 with my husband's drug addiction, and I became very silent, and it almost killed me. I mean, literally, I lost a lot of weight. I was just a mess. So I didn't verbalize, and I found when I verbalize now or back then, it just kind of opens up a floodgate of feelings, and it helps you get unstuck a little more. So then the E of move is expand. And expand who you are, whether it's through prayer, meditation, yoga, something spiritual of whatever nature, whatever you believe in. I do affirmations every day. There's an author by the name of Louise Hay, H-A-Y, that's been around a long, long time now. She's got a book called You Can Heal Your Life. And the aspirations she has are the affirmations, and they are like aspirations for your life, but they're part of what I do daily too. I read them, I say them, I take time every morning. You could do it every night, even if it's just a couple minutes. I write in a gratitude journal every day as well. So find some things that you can expand yourself, even if you start with baby steps. You know, just one little thing. Maybe write one thing you're grateful for down on a piece of paper.
So, Connie, that is an awesome acronym to have, the MOVE. M, movement, O, ownership, V, verbalize, and E, expanding your spirituality or even yourself, right?
Exactly, yep.
That's an amazing acronym. I know that all of our listeners can take something from this and really kind of take it to heart. Now, you have a special offer for our listeners as well, right?
I do, yes. Anybody that would like to have 30 minutes of free coaching with me, contact me at Connie@ConnieHertz.com, and that's Connie@ConnieHertz, HERTZ.com.
And we'll also have that information on SoaringFurther.com/Connie. We'll have all the contact information so that you can reach Connie and connect with her about this generous offer to connect. Thank you so much, Connie, for being on the Soaring Further show.
Elizabeth, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this for all of us out there, for all the listeners, for everybody. I'm so happy you've put this program together. So, you know, wow, with everything that's going on in your world, I wish you lots of blessings and lots of fun, Elizabeth. Have lots of fun with all of this stuff that's going on for you, too.
So now all the listeners are going to be emailing and questioning, what's going on, Elizabeth? So I'll have to share that. I'll have to share that with them as well. So for all you listeners out there, make it an inspirational day. Thank you for listening today. Find out more and hear other inspirational segments online at soaringfurther.com. This is your host, Elizabeth McCormick. Until next time, keep soaring further.